Kyle and the young man had escaped from the general's palace to a horse waiting on the edge of a nearby forest. After a couple of miles, they reached an incline where they met a dozen of Darian's men also on horseback. And they were off again until they reached a set of railroad tracks and a waiting steam train. Kyle followed General Darian onto the train, where the general told his entire regiment how Kyle had saved his life. The men gave Kyle extra special consideration after that, giving him a hot meal and a comfortable berth in which to sleep. But sleep was the last thing Kyle wanted.
Okay, I don't get any of this. Who are you people? Where am I?
We'll talk after you have a good night's rest.
Kyle was sure he'd never rest until his head hit the pillow. He slept until dawn. Then he climbed down from the berth and discovered his clothes, washed and dried, hanging on a hook nearby. He put them on, then walked softly down the passageway. A sentry stood guard at the end of the train car.
Master Kyle, the general instructed that should you awaken, you are to enjoy breakfast in the dining car, two cars ahead.
Thank you.
Kyle went through to the dining car, where tables were set up. A man dressed in a white jacket smiled at Kyle and gestured to a seat at one of the tables. Kyle sat down and looked out the window. In the sky, morning had not yet yielded to full daylight, and Kyle was surprised to see not one, but two moons in the sky. One large and white, the other nearly half the size and slightly more orange. Before he could say anything at all about it, the man in the white jacket had placed a glass of orange juice and a glass of milk in front of him.
Compliments of the general. He told me to give you the full hero's treatment.
Hero?
And so you are.
I'm sorry?
To save the life of a man loved and adored by so many, that makes you a hero. May I sit down?
Oh, yes, sir.
I'm Colonel Oliver.
I'm Kyle.
I know. Everyone knows the boy who saved our general's life, and for that we're eternally grateful. But I'd like to know who you really are, and what you're up to.
What I'm up to?
Please don't toy with me, young man. How did you happen to wind up in that room when the general was there?
I don't know. I was in an empty house, falling through the floorboards, and then I was in that room.
Mm-hmm.
See, I was visiting my grandparents in Odyssey, and my sister and I...
I knew you wouldn't answer directly. Be sure, boy, that I'll be keeping my eye on you. If you're working for the Palatians, I'll find out about it. Even if you're not, I'm going to find out who and what you are.
What he is?
I'll tell you what he is, my dear Colonel. He's my guardian angel.
Good morning, General.
Good morning. Kyle, don't mind Colonel Oliver. He's paid to be suspicious. It's what often keeps us all alive.
Thank you, Ollie.
Of course, sir. I'll be nearby if you need anything.
Thank you. Did you sleep well?
Yes, sir.
Good. You know, it's funny you don't look like a Palatian. Wouldn't guess that you're from Maris.
Maris? Where's Maris?
You never heard of Maris?
No, sir. Where is it?
Well, look out the window, lad. You're riding through it. Oh. Perhaps I should be quiet and allow you to tell me where you come from. I'm curious. Well, not suspicious, mind you, but definitely curious.
Kyle drank his milk and ate a bowl of oatmeal and some toast with jam, all in the time it took to tell General Darian his story. The general asked one or two questions, but didn't say anything otherwise. When Kyle was finished, the general leaned back in his chair.
That's a remarkable story.
It's true.
I've never heard of any of the places you say you're from. Explaining how you got here is probably impossible. Well, I'd suggest it's all a dream, but you're real enough, and so am I, so that knocks that out of consideration. At our first opportunity, I'll take you to the old judge. He's wise about such things. Maybe he can explain it.
Oh, I hope so. I'm worried about my sister. She might get lost if she tries to find her way back to my grandparents. Oh, my grandparents! They'll be worried, too.
Don't worry about it, Kyle. We're all in the hands of the Unseen One. Meanwhile, you're my personal guest. It's the least I can do for the service you did for me. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to meet with my officers. Boring, but essential. I'll see you later.
See you, sir.
More juice?
Yes, please.
Son, I hope your story is true. Otherwise, you're one of the best liars I ever met.
Oh, I'm not lying.
No, I don't suppose you are.
Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Not at all.
Okay, where are we going?
To Sarum.
Sarum?
It's our capital. General Darien is taking back his prizes from the Palatians.
The medals?
Yes. The Palatians are our enemies, by the way. And then as a reward, King Lawrence will let General Darien marry his daughter.
I don't get it. General Darien went to the enemy so he can marry the king's daughter? If he's a general, why didn't the king just say yes?
Well, it's like this. General Darien wasn't always a general. In fact, he wasn't even raised to be a soldier. A couple of years ago, he was just a farm boy out in one of the crop-growing counties. But after he killed Commander Sorin...
Commander Sorin?
He was Palatia's greatest soldier. He and the Palatian army had invaded our territories, which they often did. And they had our army cornered near Glendale. King Lawrence was about to negotiate his surrender to Sorin. And then Darien showed up and was so furious that we would ever consider giving in to these barbarians who mocked the name of the Unseen One that he challenged Sorin to single battle, just the two of them on the field. Sorin taunted him and came out fully equipped with guns and swords, while Darien had only his pocket knife, the one he whittles with. There they were, facing one another. Sorin came at Darien, and with a flick of the wrist, Darien threw that little knife at Sorin. It hit him right in the heart, and he died right there on the spot. Everyone was so shocked, they didn't have time to think. The Palatians started to run, and King Lawrence, seeing the power of surprise, yelled for his men to attack. They did, and they beat the Palatians back to the border.
Wow, that's amazing!
Since then, Darien has become one of our greatest generals. The whole country loves him.
And it all started with just a pocket knife?
A pocket knife and the power of the Unseen One.
So, who is the Unseen One that everybody keeps talking about?
Well, not everybody talks about the Unseen One. Some do because they believe. But once you get off this train, you won't find very many people who believe anymore.
But what is the Unseen One?
Waiter, if it isn't too much trouble...
Coming, sir! I have other tables to take care of. But watch the windows as we approach Sarum. The people will be out in full force to hail the return of Darien. You'll see.
What is this place?
Titus led Anna past booths and market stalls filled with fruit, vegetables, meat, newspapers, household items, and even live animals. Men in smocks and women in aprons busied themselves with their work. Anna kept hoping she'd snap out of this awful dream.
You're making a big mistake. You're going to be in trouble with my parents.
Be quiet or I'll belt you.
But you can't sell me! I'm not a slave! Help me! Help! Somebody is gonna make me a slave!
I'm not sure what your value will be once I thrash you for this, but I don't care anymore!
Help me! Oh, please, won't somebody help?
Oh, that's it! You'll be sorry!
What goes on, Titus?
What?
An old man stepped around a vegetable booth. He had a slender, pale face with wild white hair and a thin beard and mustache. He wore a long black overcoat that seemed to droop from his skeletal body. Underneath the coat, he wore a collarless shirt, waistcoat, and old-fashioned breeches, stockings, and shoes, like people who lived during the American Revolution. It was an odd contrast to the way everyone else was dressed.
I asked you what you're doing.
You're here! I thought you were...
Dead?
No, of course not dead. I just thought you was, were sick.
Too ill to come visit our lovely capital?
I thought you and the king had an understanding.
The king and I have an understanding, but it's probably not the same understanding. However, there is one thing I do understand. Slavery was outlawed in Maris years ago, before you were born. How do I know? Because I was the one who outlawed it. Now let the girl go.
I obey the king and his officers. You can't tell me what to do. You have no authority.
Don't I?
No.
Let me tell you a little something about authority. It is given, not taken. My authority comes from the Unseen One. From where does the king and his officers get their authority? A young man your size shouldn't drag small children around the city. It's hard work. Your heart might not be up for it. Perhaps you should have a rest.
But I feel perfectly fine.
Sweet dreams. Come, child.
What happened? Is he all right?
Oh, he's having a little nap. But he'll wake up, sooner or later. Tell me your story, young lady. You're not from around here, are you?
No, sir.
You're not even from this country, am I correct?
Yes, sir, you're correct.
I suggest you come with me.
But why? Who are you?
I am the old judge. That will be the king.
The king is leaving?
No, he's just arriving.
But he's back at the palace. I saw him there. How could he leave and then come back?
I'm talking about the real king, the chosen.
Stay with me, Kyle. I don't want you to get lost in the crowd when we step off the train.
Yes, sir. Are all those people cheering for you?
I believe so, though they shouldn't. There's the prince. Colonel Oliver, give the men my permission to disembark.
Yes, General.
Follow me, Kyle.
Darian! Hello, George!
Sorry about all the fuss.
Kyle, this is Prince George, the son of King Lawrence.
Pleased to meet you, Your Highness.
This is Kyle, who saved my life last night.
Did he?
My car is this way. It may take a little longer to get to the palace.
The streets are lined with well-wishers.
Welcome all, and a special welcome to General Darian.
Yes.
Time for that later. Thank you. It is with great pride that we honor you today, General Darian. Your escapades have been the talk of all the nations. Our enemies now know that nothing is beyond the abilities of General Darian and his fighting forces. Yes, General Darian, I believe you have a presentation to make.
Fellow officers of the Royal Military, in all its forms, ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to stand here before you today. We had some close calls in our encounters with the Palatian officers. As you know, I'm little more than a farm boy who has been blessed beyond his dreams. When the king said he would allow for me to marry one of his daughters, I felt humbled and unworthy. It seemed that the only way to accept his graciousness was to do something to prove myself. Most of you know that I agreed to bring back the medals of 100 Palatian officers. Colonel Oliver, the box, please.
Yes, General.
Your Highness, I am pleased to report that I have brought you the medals of 200 Palatian officers.
All right, calm down.
Sire, these are only tokens, but I believe they symbolize the power and determination of your people to serve you at home and abroad in the luxury of peace or in the fields of war. May your name bring joy to our allies and strike fear in the hearts of our enemies.
Yes, well, thank you, General Darian. Thank you. 200 medals. Well, I'm sorry, but our laws don't allow for you to marry two of my daughters. You do us a great honor, General. And it gives me added pleasure to announce my permission for you to marry my daughter Michelle and the Sarum Cathedral next Saturday. Michelle! Michelle, come! Come greet your future husband.
With pleasure, my king. Darian?
Princess Michelle.
While Kyle watched the ceremony with Darian in the palace, Anna was with the old judge on a horse-drawn wagon driving away from the city to his cottage in the small village of Hailsham, several miles from the capital. He gave her fresh fruit to eat and insisted that she rest. It was easy for her to do. The old judge's cottage sat between a field and a forest. The windows were shuttered and had window boxes filled with colorful flowers of all kinds. The old judge lifted the latch on the heavy brown door.
Come in. I'll make us some tea and then we'll have a little chat.
Thank you.
The main room had dark paneling, a fireplace, and two comfortable-looking chairs sitting on a carpet. Off to one side was a large hutch and several bookcases. Anna sighed contentedly. She sat down in one of the chairs and glanced at the grandfather clock in the corner. It was 2 minutes after three. Without meaning to, she fell asleep again. When she awoke, a small fire was crackling in the fireplace. The old judge was reading a book in the chair across from her.
I'm sorry. Did I sleep long?
Not long.
She glanced at the grandfather clock. It said it was 17 minutes past five.
Oh, I did. I'm sorry.
I made you a fresh cup of tea, and there's some pastries for you to munch on.
Thank you.
These are wonderful.
Good. Now, tell me why you're here.
I don't know why I'm here. I don't even know how I got here.
Now you've been chosen for something. You don't know what it is?
Chosen? No, sir. All I know is that 1 minute I was in an old house in the middle of the woods in Odyssey, and the next minute I was in the king's closet.
Oh, that's very interesting.
You believe me?
Why wouldn't I?
Well, nobody else has.
We're surrounded by men of little imagination and no faith.
I'm not sure I'd believe me.
Do you believe you?
Well, yes.
Then I believe you too.
But why do you believe me?
Because the ancient ways of the Unseen One are full of mystery. Simply because your Odyssey can't be found on any of our maps doesn't mean it isn't real. Obviously you're real, and you're here. So there must be something to your story.
Well, I'm here, but where am I?
In the middle of a wonderful mystery. Now drink your tea.
Oh, but I finished it.
Did you?
Yes, it's filled to the brim and steaming hot. That's strange. I know I finished it and... Oh, Mr. Old Judge, where are you?
Here, in the doorway. I'm bringing more pastries and tea.
But how did you get there? You were in that chair just a second ago.
A second ago?
Yes.
Anna looked at the grandfather clock. It now said it was 6 minutes after three.
3 o'clock? But it was after five a few minutes ago. Oh, I must be dreaming.
Were you dreaming before, or are you dreaming now?
The old judge smiled at her. For the first time, she noticed that his eyes were different colors. One was blue, the other green. After the celebration banquet in the Great Hall ended, Darian released his men to go home to their families. He then insisted that Kyle return home with him until they could figure out how to help him. Darian lived in a castle that the king had given him after he'd defeated the Monrovians in a long, grueling battle. The castle was nestled in a cozy corner of the royal forest on the outskirts of the city. It wasn't as large as it was complicated, with halls and rooms twisting and turning in different directions.
I don't bother with the east wing of the house. The west wing suits me perfectly.
Darian led Kyle to the room he called the library. Apart from containing hundreds and hundreds of books, it had a grand piano in the center of it. Darian sat down and began to play a tune.
All right.
Kyle wandered over to a tall suit of armor with a colorful shield and long sword clasped to its side. He could see his reflection in the shiny chest plate.
Are you tired, Kyle? I can have the maid show you to one of the guest rooms.
Actually, I'm still thinking about my sister. I don't know where she is, or if she's all right. I mean, she may be in Odyssey and lost in the woods. Or the police may be looking for me. I've been gone for over a day.
Yeah, I understand. But I wouldn't know where to begin to help you get back to your world. It would be unwise to travel to the old judge this late. Tell you what, we'll rest tonight. Tomorrow we'll go. He may know what to do.
What was that?
Oh, good. He's here.
Who?
George!
Darian.
Oh, I'm glad you could sneak away.
And only just. I can't stay long. Hello, Kyle.
Your Highness.
Now, the servants are preparing dinner. Are you hungry?
My father's expecting me for a state function tonight, but I must speak with you about something urgent. Kyle, if you don't mind...
No. Say what you must. We are all trusted friends here, aren't we, Kyle?
Yes, sir. I'm in big trouble otherwise.
As you wish, Darian. I'm here to warn you that the king is in a dangerous frame of mind. I'm not sure what has taken hold of him, but it's something dark and threatening.
Are you in any sort of danger?
No, I'm not. But you may be.
Me? I've done nothing against the king. I've served him well, I thought.
You've served him too well. Your successes make him think he's a failure. Your popularity makes him believe he's unappreciated. Your acceptance makes him feel rejected.
But he's the king.
He's the king, yes. But he's certain that his position is threatened. He suspects that you may be maneuvering your way to become the next king.
He is my king as long as he lives. I would do nothing to take his throne away from him, or you.
Oh, there's no point in fooling ourselves. I will never be king. You are the chosen one. You will reign one day. The old judge said so.
He said I was chosen, but never for what, or even for when. Stop this nonsense, George. I'm a loyal subject to the king, your father. I would not lift a finger against him.
I know that, Darian. But my father doesn't.
He used to. He has treated me like a son. Would I spit on that? Would I shove a dagger in the back of a man who treated me so well?
My father isn't himself these days. You know he hasn't been the same since his last argument with the old judge. He's fearful and suspicious. I don't know what they said to each other. But it's changed, my father. That's why I'm here to warn you.
Thank you, George.
Surround yourself with only those you trust wholeheartedly. My father has eyes and ears everywhere.
I understand.
I have to go or he'll wonder about me. And Darian.
Yes, George.
When you do become king, remember me.
What are you gonna do?
Do? What can I do, except wait and watch?
General?
Yes, Amaris. Is dinner ready?
Yes, sir. But there is a messenger at the door for you. He's been sent by General Little.
Send him in.
Yes, sir.
General Little?
The king's closest friend and confidant.
Go right in, sir.
General Darian, a renegade band of vagabonds from Adria has crossed the border and attacked a town in the territory of peace. General Little asks that you join him and his brigade in driving the Adrians back into their own land.
All right. Inform the general I'll come.
Right away, sir.
What's your pleasure, Kyle?
My pleasure?
You can stay here until I return, or you can go with me as my personal assistant.
You want me to go into a battle with you?
I doubt it'll be much of a battle. Small skirmish, mostly. It'll mean a delay in our speaking with the old judge about getting you home.
I don't know. My sister, my grandparents.
Yeah, I understand if you don't want to.
I want to. How often does a kid get to go into battle?
In this country, more than we'd like. But never mind.
I'll go with you.
I thought you might.